Well, I'm going to play guitar effects. Not. Thanks, guys. These guys sound good, hey. Remember back in the day when we had, like, Luke had the Odessa, and, like, I don't even know if you had any pedals. Probably not. The EQ pedal, that is Dad's. It's his claim to fame. And now they've got, like, these full-on pro rigs, and it's awesome, and it sounds awesome. Really excited about, like, the new songs that, like, we did a couple tonight, and we've been doing them in the last little while, and we're recording soon, and it's going to be really awesome, I think. So make sure that whenever anything to do with that is happening, that you are there and you're excited, because it's a really awesome thing. I really believe that God's just really got his hand on all of that, amen? Sweet. So, we are starting the Love is Our Weapon campaign. We started on Friday night, and the guys did an awesome job of just talking about encouragement. And we just had an awesome night on Friday night as well. It was just sick. So if you're in high school, make sure you get along to that. But this week, so basically Love is Our Weapon. We're going to go for 10 weeks. It's going to be a long series. So make sure you kind of knuckle down. You hear every Sunday and you listen up, because 10 weeks is not a short time. For usually, like, we do a message series for like 3 weeks. And by the third week, everyone's kind of sick of it. But 10 weeks, we're going to push through and we're going to see something really amazing happen. I really believe that. And I honestly believe that if you take this seriously and you make the most of the opportunity that this kind of campaign is, that you will see incredible things happen in your life. We will see incredible things happen in our church. And God is just going to do so much. Every person that I've spoken to, whether it's like Benaiah, who is that guy up on the screen, he's a youth pastor from Manor House, the church that made this program, and just other youth pastors as well, people that have been doing this program, everybody says that it's just made an incredible impact on the lives of everybody and on their own life. And so let's really get into it, hey? So number one, on your seat, you will have a little card that says Love is Our Weapon. It's got loveisourweapon.com, and it has Cheer a Champ. Woo! Woo! Got a cheer. You got a cheer for that. Cheer a Champ. So this is week one, Love is Our Weapon campaign, Cheer a Champ. What does that mean? It means encouragement. It means finding somebody this week and telling them how great they are, giving them something, doing something to bless them, to encourage them, to build them up, yeah? And that is Cheer a Champ. It couldn't get easier. And so tonight I want to talk about just what encouragement is, why we need to encourage and be encouragers, and kind of how we can do that, amen? So what does encouragement mean? What does it mean to encourage someone, yeah? I looked it up, and the dictionary says that it means to inspire with courage, spirit, or confidence. Because literally the word encourage means to, like, put courage into somebody. And that's why the word courage is in encourage. But basically it means, like, I liked that it said inspire with. Inspire with courage. It's like fill somebody up, like fill their spirit, fill their life with confidence, with courage, with a belief that they can do something, yeah? Build them up, build life into somebody, speak life into somebody, fill them up, be a champion of somebody that you know and that you care about. That's encouragement, yeah? And there is so much power in that. There really is so much power in what we say, and the words that we use. Proverbs 18:21 says, so this is what the Bible says about the words that we use. It says this, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. It says, literally, the things that you say can have the power of life or of death. Wow. It means that when we say things, when people say things to us, the words that they use can either fill us with life and fill us with confidence and fill us with strength, or they can rob us of life. And I know that all of us have experienced and know that firsthand as a victim of negative words, but maybe also, well, definitely also as a culprit. Is anybody else with me in probably having done that this week? No. Oh, I'm disappointed that everyone left me hanging on that. The only person that has said something nasty this week. Thanks, guys. All right. Well, you don't even need to do this message then. I'll just go read it to myself and the rest of you can just tick done on the website. Anyway, but so encouragement and being encouraging is so crucial. And I really believe that it's not just an option. It's not like this thing that we can kind of do if we feel like, but it's really a necessity for our life. It's something we actually need to do, because what we say to people can be so uplifting, or it can be so devastating, can be so destructive, yeah? And I love that the first week of this Love is Our Weapon campaign is about encouragement. I love that it's about lifting people up, building each other up, yeah? Because I really believe that we have an opportunity tonight and this week just to set a precedent for what we're going to do over the next 10 weeks, but also to see a culture shift in our church, in our friends, in your life group, in your workplace, as you begin to step up and speak in a way that goes against the normal, because the normal in our culture is not to encourage. The normal is to pull down. And so when we go out and when we encourage people, it has a profound impact on their life. Amen? Back when I was in primary school, I was in year 5 and 6, and Hugh was there with me, and he might remember this, but we used to do these assignments that were enormous. They would take an entire term to do, and they would be about all sorts of different stuff. I remember literally building like a Saturn V rocket. That's the rocket that took like Neil Armstrong to the moon. And stuff like it didn't actually work. It was made out of cardboard and balsa wood, but it was still pretty awesome. And we used to do these massive assignments, and they were really hard, they were really big, and that was pretty much like all you could focus on. But the thing that really I remember about those assignments was not so much the assignment, but it was the marking sheet I would get from my teacher. And our teacher, Miss J, used to write literally 4 to 5 pages of feedback. And it was always positive, it was always encouraging, and it always made me feel like the term that I spent doing all of this random stuff was worthwhile, because you could tell that she actually took the time to read it and care about what it said, yeah? And I was thinking about it today and thinking, well, isn't it incredible that, like, what's that? Year 5 is like, I don't know. 14 years ago for me now? Man, that's a long time ago. But I still remember, like I can't remember the comments exactly, but I still remember those sheets and I still remember getting them and being encouraged by that. And it's amazing that an encouraging word that we share with somebody can have a lasting impact on your life. Did you know that this week, you don't just have an opportunity just to say something nice about somebody, but you have an opportunity to say something that somebody could remember the rest of their life. And when you think about that, when you think that maybe this week I could speak a word from God into somebody's life that they are actually going to remember until the day they die, what a privilege. What an honor that we might have that, yeah? Not just to speak like some random positive comment, but to speak the love of God into somebody, to speak the love of Jesus into somebody's life. There is so much power in that, yeah? In that video, we saw this scripture in Proverbs 12, and it says, anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. And I think we have this opportunity this week. Maybe it's at your work, maybe it's at uni or at school or wherever you are, and you have this opportunity when you see anxiety, when you see something that is literally bringing somebody down, weighing them down, making them heavy, that is, the Bible says that a kind word will lift them up. A kind word will actually make a difference in their life. Amen. So how do we do this? How do we encourage, and how do we build a lifestyle of being an encourager? Does anybody else want to know? Does anybody else want to do that? Good. All right, so I just have a couple of thoughts about how we can do that. Because really, like, it's not rocket science. If it is, come and see me. I'll build you one out of cardboard later. It won't work. But it's not a complicated thing. It's not a super complex thing. It's just a simple act of love, yeah? And so I think the first thing, the first thought that I had, the first thing that I think is really important if you want to be an encourager is that you need to get your heart right. Yeah? You will never genuinely encourage somebody with a bitter heart. Never, yeah? Nobody is going to care about like a false platitude. Nobody is going to care about just a throwaway nice line that you said that you didn't mean. People can tell the difference, yeah? And in Matthew 12, Jesus is challenging the Pharisees because here are these guys that would go out and on the outside would just look all religious and great and all this stuff, but on the inside were just messed up. And he says to them, he says, make a tree good, it's in Matthew 12:33, and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus says, there's no point in trying to be an encourager if your heart is filled with negativity towards somebody, yeah? If your heart has bitterness, then you're not going to be able to encourage. But if your heart is filled with love, then that breeds encouragement. Amen? When your heart is filled with love, then encouragement is the overflow. Love is the overflow. But if it's negativity, then negativity is the overflow. See how simple it is? So we need to keep our hearts open to God, yeah? When we see other people the way God sees them and not the way that we judge or the world judges, then it is so easy to encourage somebody. It is so easy to bring an encouraging word because you've got God's heart for that person, and God's heart for that person is always encouraging. We need to understand that encouragement, it's not about us. It's not about how somebody treats you or just about a good thing that somebody does. Like, it's really easy to encourage somebody if they've done something really nice for you. But that's not really being an encourager. I was watching the cricket the other day, and if you follow the cricket, you'll know that Michael Clark was not having the best series. He was not scoring lots of runs. Yeah, like he wasn't doing too well. And it's really interesting to hear the crowd in that situation. When Michael Clark is struggling, one day, he literally got booed when he came onto the field. But what happens when he starts to get runs? He gets a 50 and the crowd cheers. The next game, everybody loves him and they encourage him. They cheer him on, yeah? And I was interested in how fickle the crowd is. They're not encouragers, they're just a crowd. Don't let your heart be determined by a crowd mentality. Don't let your heart be determined by the thing that somebody has done or the circumstance that is going on. Don't let your encouragement only come when somebody encourages you. But let your heart attitude be filled with the Spirit of God so that the overflow of a heart filled with love becomes encouragement, yeah? So it doesn't matter if they bless you. It doesn't matter if they curse you. You will still encourage them because you're not filling your heart with what they're saying. You're filling your heart with what God's saying, amen? So if we want to encourage, if we want to be encouragers, then we need to get our hearts in the place where we can encourage. The other thing I think we need to do, and I think this is really practical, really simple, so we need to be deliberate about encouraging people. Just because you have this heart of love, just because you have love, doesn't mean that you're going to automatically encourage. It just means that you can encourage. Yeah? Just because like you feel that warmth and that love and you really feel the heart of God, it doesn't mean that you're going to say something. It just means that you're able to say something. So we need to, like, unless you have this incredible gifting from God as an encourager and you can't help but just encourage people every time you see them, you are going to have to work because you will fall into just the neutral zone. Yeah? Where you think positive things about a person, you think something nice about what they've just done or what you see in them or what you think God sees in them, but it never actually gets out of your mouth unless you are deliberate about it, yeah? Encouragement is not just not saying bad things. Encouragement is like proactively saying something good, yeah? It's this deliberate choice to be an encourager. And that's something that will not happen out of convenience or just ease or just because you feel like your heart is right. There needs to be that heart thing there. And there needs to be that mind state where you want to encourage. But that stuff is just like a basis that prepares you and enables you to make a simple choice to encourage somebody, yeah? To make a deliberate choice to encourage. And then you just go and do it. That's really easy, yeah? Just go and like once you've made that decision, like I maybe challenge you to make your decision when you wake up in the morning or when you park your car before you walk into work or something. So I'm going to encourage the first person I see today. I'm going to say something positive about the first person that I see. Maybe say the first time somebody says something critical today, I'm going to say something positive back. Make these like little deliberate choices this week to say something proactive and to say something positive. It's not hard to say something nice about somebody. You can find it most of the time. And even if you can't, just tell them something that is the truth of God for their life. That will be positive. Maybe you need to change your Facebook language. I would love it if we saw Facebook, like, because you know how everybody, you know, you see everybody's newsfeed, you see, like, so your Facebook kind of world involves a lot of people from here, and it involves a lot of people from, like, your work or your school, you know, all sorts on your Facebook. What would happen if instead of being the normal whingy, whiny Facebook status, like, suddenly 60 or 70 people's Facebook was just encouraging each other, blessing each other, bringing, like, life, speaking life into people? Wouldn't that be a noticeable difference? Because it's not just you doing it. It's like 50, 60 other people doing it. And then like, you know, if you're friends with people who are friends with people, then everyone's going to start noticing and they're gonna really see an actual difference there. So like, that's a challenge and that's a really easy one. And you can do it right now from your seat if you have an iPhone. No, don't. I know that some of you probably will. That's okay. But yeah, let's change our language, yeah? Like, appreciate the people that are close to you and the people that you care about. Like, it's easy to just, and I know that I do this too often, and you just, like, you feel like people know that you care, but you haven't actually said that maybe for a week or a few days. But tell them, yeah? Say something nice about somebody at work, somebody at school, just like wherever you are, and say it to that person, to their face in real life. Like maybe that might seem weird, but you know, if your heart is right, then it'll have an impact on them. I remember like a little while back, I don't know if I've shared this story, but if I have, just forget that I did and we'll move on. But I went up to a youth pastor's thing and Krishan, who's from Hillsong Church, was there and he said hi and he was like, he said hi Andrew, like and he'd remembered my name and I'd met him like once randomly and I was just one blown away by that. But then he's like, I really love your church's EP. It really fills me up and I love listening to it and I listened to it in my car and I was just like, wow. And you know how, like, just a little thing like that, like, when it's genuine, can actually mean something to you? But you know that we have the opportunity to be that blessing to somebody? You have the opportunity this week to be that person in somebody's life. Maybe you haven't said something nice to your mum or dad for a year. Maybe you haven't said something nice to your boss ever. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody in your class that really bugs you. But see what happens if you encourage. See what happens if you change just the normal thing and you cheer a champ. Because a champ is not just somebody that wins. But by you cheering somebody, you make them a champion. So I guess tonight, I just like it's a simple message, but I really want us to understand that there is life and death in the power of what we say. And that as we talk about love, and we talk about literally using love as a weapon, that we are fighting against negativity. We are fighting against hurt. We are fighting against brokenness. Yeah? And so when we come in with encouragement, when we come in with love, then it just smashes right in the face of all of that stuff, yeah? When we go in and our heart is just God's heart for people, it's not just the world's heart, it's not just the crowd's heart, but it's God's heart. And then when we're deliberate about saying encouraging things to people, just wait and see what that will do, yeah? And I really believe we're going to see something incredible out of this. And I really encourage you, if you haven't yet, take that card, go on the website, log in, make sure that you set it up. You've got to do it. We did it a whole bunch of people on Friday night, but make sure when you log in, when you sign up, that you pick Australia and you pick City Life Youth. And that way all of us are in the same thing and we can really see everybody together doing that, because we'll get a total for us. And we'll get a total for the global campaign. And next week we will show the total for encouraging, the total for Cheer a Champ. So make sure if you've done something, get on. And you know, you don't only have to do it once. You can actually encourage somebody as many times as you like. And you can tick that box as many times as you want, as long as you've done it. And so let's do that, amen. And let's really see, like, it's not about numbers, it's not about checking a box and seeing a counter go up. It's about what that represents. And like, if we come next week, like, I'd love it if there was just like 100 or even 200 just acts of encouragement this week. And that's not hard, because that's like 2-3 each tops. And imagine the impact of that. That means that's 200 people that have had something put into their life. Something built into their life where maybe most of the time it gets torn down. Yeah? So let's encourage each other. Let's encourage our families. Let's encourage our friends. Let's encourage the people that we don't like. I'm going to pray. God, thank you so much for everything that you have done for us. And God, that you lift us up, that you build us up, and that your word is always encouraging, God. Your word is always true. Your word always fills us. And Lord, that you are always speaking into us life. And God, I pray that this week that we would be able to go out and speak life into the people around us. God, that you would give us just words for people even prophetic knowledge and words that are going to encourage somebody, that are going to speak to an issue in their life and make a real difference, God, that we wouldn't just see numbers ticked off, God, but we would see lives changed as we bring your love as a weapon, God, in a really practical way and just encourage people. And God, I pray that you would just challenge all of us to do that, that you enable all of us to do that, and God, that we would be able to set ourselves to deliberately just be positive with the people around us. And Lord, I thank you for what we are going to see as we do that. I thank you for the people that you are going to touch and the lives that you are going to change. And God, that you are going to change our lives too, as we take the focus off ourselves and we are more concerned with other people and how they are, God. So just pray your blessing over this whole thing tonight and over every person here.